It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net. Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB mobile banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February. And be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
313-367-3232. We are Farmers.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedict and Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Bennington College in Atchison, Kansas, where it is college basketball tonight. In the heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens play host to Missouri Valley. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph producing in engineering back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is great to have you along as these two teams, I'll tell you what, they know one another. They play one another hard. They met one time already this season. The Ravens winning on December the 1st. That's right. It's been, what, 2.5 months ago since these two teams have played? Lady Ravens winning that one 61-48. Missouri Valley has continued to improve. They are better and better and better, and they come in today with the reigning Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's Player of the Week, Gia Donna Moore. We'll talk about her and her accolades as the evening wears on. Right now, though, the Pumpkin Reds announcer introducing the starters to the crowd on hand. Let me introduce them to you. How about, first of all, for Missouri Valley, the Lady Vikings coming to the ballgame tonight at 17-9. They are 11-6 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And they're going to be starting Giovanna Moore, the 5'8" freshman, out of Independence, Missouri. It'll be Brinken and Trio out of Lakewood, Colorado at 5'6" junior. From Italy, Benedetta Paracci, the 6-foot freshman. From Madrid, Spain, 6'3" in sophomore, Anna Arroyo. And rounding it out, a surprise starter tonight, the senior from Houston, Texas, 5'6" in, Demetria Hurd. Ozara Valley into the ballgame under head coach Ben Lister. And the last time Ben Lister was in the Nolan Gymnasium was way back in 2018. And then he was the head coach of Baker University. So Ben Lister knows his way around this gym. Hasn't been here for a while and has never been here wearing purple. From the Benedictine College Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom. They come into the game at 18-9 and 10-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and they're going to be starting the five that they've really settled into with freshman Kennedy Nicholson out of Goddard, Kansas. She's 5'6". 5'8 junior Aaliyah Raines from Jeff Weston Meredith. Out of Minnesota, 6'2" senior Natalie Samarin. Gardner Edgerton product, 5'10" senior Skylar Washington. And Allie Brzezowski, the 6'1 senior from Hera, Oklahoma. Benedictine into the home white with red and black for the Lady Vikings. Traveling purple with orange. Yeah, you heard it here. Purple with orange. Here we go. The ball is up. Tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by Valley. They've got the basketball, and we are underway. Lady Vikings will have it. They're going from right to left across your dial here in this opening half. They'll drive the baseline, dump it into the middle. Easy left-handed shot is up. It misses. Not able to knock it down is Arroyo. At 6'3", Arroyo averages only 9 points a game. That may sound a lot, but at 6'3", you'd think it'd be more. Here's a feed in the middle to Natalie. She'll fade away, puts the shot up, and she will miss. Rebound to get underneath. Skyler's going to be knocked out of her hands, but it'll be out of bounds off Benedictine. Here's how it kind of shakes out of the postseason. People are already asking, oh, how's it looking for, you know, the playoffs? Well, for the Lady Ravens, it's one of those good news, bad news things. The good news is they are in the playoffs, okay? They are in a position where they cannot be bumped out. The question is, where and against whom will they be playing? Here's a shot up, it misses. Offensive rebound cleared away underneath, and Valley's going to continue to possess the basketball. Now the pass in the middle to Arroyo is going to be batted away by Samir and picked up Brzezowski and Benedictine coming up the floor. It's Kennedy Nicholson. So for the Lady Ravens, the question is, do you end up going to Clark? Do you end up going to Central Methodist? And now Reigns is going to turn it over on that trip up the court with the travel. We're really probably not going to know these answers until really after Saturday's games, because when you look at the stand conference in the North Division, Clark is 15-2 and Grandview is 14-3. Then you go 9-8 Mount Mercy. Those are the three locks in the North. Here's a driving shot that is up and an offensive foul on Giovanna Moore. It'll be her first and the first foul of the ballgame on either team. In the South Division, it is much more jammed up with better records. Central Methodist is 13-4, Mid-America 13-4, Missouri Valley 11-6, Benedictine and Evangel are both 10-7. So they're both going to make it in as the four seed, but it's hard to say which way we go with regard to which division they will be playing in the postseason. And, of course, you know, when you're one game out of third place, then you're playing that third place team tonight, you can help yourself here. So Lady Ravens not going to get a home game, but they could improve their draw. Here's a feed into the middle. Brzezowski pivots, in trouble, kicks it back. 15-footer is up. Samarin can't hit it. And we're a minute and a half into this game. No one has put any points on the board. And now we have a whistle. The officials are going to have a little powwow down beneath the south goal. And we'll see what it's all about. I think they're going to now meander over toward the scorer's table. Games going on around the conference today. Evangel is at Grandview, so that's a huge one between two teams with great records. Benedictine, well, be watching that game very, very closely. Mount Mercy's at Graceland. You're going to have Mid-America at Central Methodist, another game with big implications. You've got Clark at Penn. It will be Missouri Valley here. Benedictine, of course, Park at Baker. Culver Stockton is at Peru State. Well, they've gotten it all sorted out, whatever they had an issue with. And down at 8-10 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a travel. Yeah. But Missouri Valley coming up the floor with it. And as it was driven into the lane, and Trio just pulls up the ball but doesn't quit running. And by the time she gets rid of it, she commits the turnover. Benedictine back up the floor. Here's Kennedy Nicholson. No scoring the ball game. It's 2 minutes in. Out on top of it is going to be Aaliyah Rain. She'll run to the left side. Backs in off the block. Puts a shot up. Rejected. Rebounding it back down is going to be Samara. Kicks it over to Allie. Brzezowski looking in. Twist, turn, shoot, scores. Allie Brzezowski for two. Benedictine is on the board. And they have the early lead 2-0. First points of the ball game coming at 7:48. And Allie is coming to the free throw line because she was fouled in the process. Brzezowski, an opportunity here at a conventional three, hits it. So Ale Brzezowski with three, and Benedictine has fixed that score, leads 3-0. That foul is on Anna Arroyo. So Moore and Arroyo, the two leading scorers for this Valley team, each have a foul already in the game. 7.5 to play in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens leading it 3-0 here early on. And now we get a bump and a foul, and it's going to be on Kennedy. Nicholson picking up her first foul. Lady Vikings putting it in play beneath their offensive goal, the north goal here in this gym. It will be brought in topside by Entrio. Looking in. Going to be slapped out of bounds, which he finally does by Brzezowski. And once more, it will be Valley putting it in play. This time they're going to have four inbounding. Moore will bring it in, kicks it off on top to Demetria Hurd. Valley will shoot the three, and then it's going to maybe be partially deflected. It's lost out of bounds, and we'll come back to Benedictine trying to recover it down low as Anna Arroyo gets a handle of the ball, but not able to pull it back in. You look out on the floor, Valley does not look very big. Two tall players and three not very tall players at 5'6", 5'6", 5'8". But in the middle, when you go 6 foot and 6'3". Benedictine maybe not so different at 6'1 and 6'2 in the middle, going 5'6, 5'8, and 5'10 around the outside. Top side, Skyler launching three, air ball short. Rebound, going to be lost out of bounds, and it will come back to Missouri Valley. It's low scoring here in the first 3 minutes. 3-0, Benedictine with the early lead on a conventional three-point play by Allie Brzezowski. Valley brings the ball down the right side and comes into the forecourt. Top side with it is going to be Demetria Hurd. She'll go into the lane, picks the ball up, and she dropped it. Shot's up, no good. Rebounding it down is Benedictine and Aaliyah Rain. Rain will run into the forecourt, takes it over to the left side, puts it in the hands there of Skyler. Washington goes 14 and misses the roll. Rebound slapped away, knocked out of bounds off Natalie Samaric. First substitution of the ball game will be made by Benedictine. Twyla Garris-Keel is going to come into the game. Allie Brzezowski will take a chair for a little bit. 6:40 to play. Opening quarter, 3-0. I'm kind of stunned with the low scoring because Missouri Valley is a team that has been putting a ton of points on the board this season. Matter of fact, you got Anna Arroyo. We talked about her and her height. She leads the conference and third in the NAIA in blocks. She averages 4 blocks a game, and now we're going to have a shot from the outside, and don't say that stepping out of bounds. Benedictine's going to have it back in. We've also got Giovanna Moore. She is second in the conference in scoring a game, averaging 17. Also third in three-point shooting, over 40%. So this team can and does score. They did not score a lot in the first meeting that these two teams had. 61-48 Benedictine in that one. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lady Ravens with the ball. 17-footer for Reigns coming up short. Rebound tipped out, pulled down by Valley. They'll outlet it down the right side to Demetria. Hurd will drive in. Is that a block? Charge? Yeah, there you go. What a job underneath by Aaliyah Reigns. She got down there, stood in, took the contact, and then it's going to be a foul on Hurd. Moore, Arroyo, and Hurd, each with one personal foul. Benedictine has not committed a foul yet. Wait, Benedictine has one foul. Kennedy Nicholson, that's right, early on. Into the ball game now for BC is going to come Hannah San Juan. Ravens with the basketball, leading it 3-0. And now we've got an offensive foul off the basketball, and it's going to be on Twyla. Twyla will pick up her first foul of the evening. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. 3-0. Remarkably low scoring. Into the fourth quarter, it will come. It's going to be Arroyo with it. Front of baseline. Twyla Carrasquillo is going to have her first point in the ballgame, and Benedictine now leads it 5-0. And we are 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. Up court pass to Hurd. Demetria has a slap out of her hands and stolen by Twyla. She just reached in and took the ball away. And here's San Juan just having a mental lapse coming up the floor. She comes up, grabs the ball with both hands, then starts dribbling again and comes back up the floor further and is like, I don't even know why I did that. So for Benedictine, we're going to have another substitution. Into the lineup for the Lady Ravens now is going to be the 5'7" senior from Atchison, Kansas, and Heather Ronnebaum in the game. Here's a runner from the baseline left, shot up, air ball. Rebounding it down is Arroyo. Underneath the Hurd, she will get the first bucket of the game for Valley. Demetria Hurd makes it 5-2. And we're at 4:27 to play in the opening quarter. Ravens will go to Twyla, left side of the free throw line. Back out on top of it goes Skyler. Twyla sets the screen, Skyler runs past it, comes out on top. Here's a 17-footer, Samarin, nope. And a rebound underneath, and a foul by Samarin, who for some reason inexplicably dives in from the top as if she was going to steal that ball away. So Natalie will pick up her first foul, and I suspect that will bring her out of the game. That may be a foul of frustration, maybe a foul of fatigue, and she's coming out about 6 minutes into the contest. Valley's going to make a substitution. We're going to see into the lineup for the first time tonight Isabella Regalado out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, a 5'8" freshman. Valley with the basketball, trying to put it in play deep in the backcourt against the full court Benedictine press. Arroyo's going to take it. A little give and go, and into the full court quickly is Bricken and Trio. 4 minutes of play in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens leading at 5-2. Here's a feed to the left side. Shot up off the window, and it's easy, too, for Arroyo. The BC lead trimmed to 1 at 3:50 to go. Neither team has been able to put much on the board, and Benedictine has been a while after their 5-0 lead. Now Skyler is going to turn it over. Twyla jumps on top of the ball, and as two players dive on her, we get a jump ball called possession. We'll come back to Benedictine. On the floor right now for the Lady Ravens, Heather Runnebaum, Twyla Carrasquillo, Anna San Juan, Skylar Washington, and Allie Brzezowski. On the court for Missouri Valley, you're going to find Isabella Regalado, Anna Arroyo, Benedetta Paracci, Brecon Antrio, and Giovanna Moore. The feed in, the shot by Twyla, give it to her. Twyla has her fourth point of the game, Benedictine's leading score, and it is a 7-4 Lady Raven lead at 3.5 to go in the first. Trotted with the ball into the fourth court. Moore shoots from the outside for a three, misses badly, and the rebound pulled down Brzezowski. BC taking it the other way. These two teams having some shooting struggles. Valley is 2 of 8. Benedictine is 3 of 11. So here's a three shot missed by Brzezowski. And a rebound pulled back down by Antrio. She'll bring it up the floor, and Valley's on offense. Top side to go to Moore. She'll cut around to the left side, and it's going to be fouled by Skyler. Washington will have her first foul of the game. So for Benedictine now, it'll be team foul 4. We'll reset the Lady Raven lineup as Twyla and Skyler check out. Coming to the game now for Missouri Valley is going to be Bianca Alcade. She is from Spain, 5'8". The Missouri Valley team, and I remember talking about this back in December, has a very strong international flavor. A lot of players from around the world. Madrid is from Barcelona. Paracci is from Italy. Arroyo is from Madrid. You've got Alcade from Salamanca, Spain. And of Valencia, Spain. They've got a player on the bench. They've also got Paula Rodriguez from Madrid. So, lots of players from a lot of places. Here's Benedictine with the basketball. Underneath, the shot is up. Brzezowski, nope. And a rebound cleared down. And Trio, here comes Valley. BC has gone to the bench, and they have brought Jennifer Jenkins into the lineup. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. 7-4 BC. Ball comes out on top. It's Regalado. Kicks it out to the point. Driving in. Little contact. And that's going to be a block for Zowski. Count the bucket. Plus one. And Trio with a chance at the three-point play. Now Rosowski will have her first foul. Benedictine commits team foul five. And as the free throw gets set to be taken by a Trio, Benedictine is going to bring San Juan out of the game and bring Reigns back, or bring Nicholson back in. The free throw is up. It is good. And we are even at seven. 2:22 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine here at home in women's college basketball with Missouri Valley. Guys game coming up at about 7:30. Here's a shot up by Jacobs. It's no good, and she gets fouled. Coach Lister's on his feet, yelling out of the floor to Regalado, stand there with your arms straight up, and Regalado saying, that's what I was doing, Coach. This is what I'm doing out here. Into the game for Missouri Valley now is going to be Dominique Mucker. Dominique out of Houston, Texas, a 5'6" junior. First free throw will not go in. Jacob's second one does not go in either. Valley comes down with the rebound. And up court with the basketball, it is going to be Giovanna Moore. Just swing it over to the left side, driving in, lots of contact. Is this a Jacobs foul? It certainly is. So Jennifer Jacobs picks up the foul, and she's going to send Missouri Valley to the free throw line for a couple of shots. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It is a 7-7 ball game, and Missouri Valley has an opportunity at its first lead this evening. Lady Ravens have led throughout. First shot is up. Perfect. Valley's in front. The bucket by Blanca Alcalade. Second free throw. Makes it a 2-point lead. 9-7 Lady Vikings. And Benedictine coming up the court. They have been outscored 9-2 in the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds. On the left side with it is going to be Heather Runnebaum. Heather with a little different look. Hair pulled back on a big red headband. Here's a jump shot for the baseline. Won't go down. Rebound Benedictine. Brzezowski comes down with it. Drives across. Feeds underneath. Reigns up and in. What a job by Brzezowski. And a great finish for Aaliyah Reigns. We're even again now at 9 and a minute and a half to go in the first. Down the court with it, Valley. The three is online and perfect for Isabella Regalado. It is 12-9, Lady Vikings. That possession took 10 seconds off the clock. Reigns will drive in, stop, dish it to the corner. Going to be saved by Nicholson. Her pass to the wing is slapped out of bounds. Reigns are going to have it in play from across the way in front of the student section. Sidewalk Cafe in effect here tonight, so the south end is filled with tables and dining patrons. The south section of bleachers across the way is where the Benedictine Pep Band is, and then adjacent to them, a lot of Ravens students. A minute 9 to go in the opening quarter. The ball comes in, Jacobs. Jennifer will go into the lane, gets tangled up there, comes out on top to Reigns. She will cut into the middle, drives across, puts the shot up off the window, but it won't go in. The ball's loose. It's on the floor, and as they scrum for it, we're going to get a jump ball called. Now, Leah Reigns, she's had great success against Missouri Valley in the first meeting between these teams back in December in Missouri. Leah led all scores. She had, or led Benedictine in scoring. She had 18 points. It was Giovanna Moore who led all scores. The Valley point guard, the one I talked about, the conference player of the week, the freshman, she had 23 that night. Here comes Valley into the fourth court. We're in the last minute of the first, and they will just throw it away. Losing the handle on the ball, and just coming into the ball game is Dominique Mucker. Ravens up the floor. On the right side, it's going to be Skyler. Feeds underneath to Natalie. Falling away, scores it. Natalie's first second of the game. Ravens trail by one. 32 seconds left, opening quarter. Now Benedictine coming up with a steal. It's Reigns with the ball. Over to the right side to Skyler. Skyler plays off the screen, drives to the top, now comes to the free throw line, kicks it over to the left side to Nicholson. Shot clock is off. It should be off. It's bigger than the game clock. Now the feet underneath. Samarin for two more on the range assist. Benedictine leads by one. 9 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Fouling the up court. It's Paracci. Into the lane, the runner. Air ball. Caught by JJ. And that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the floor. It started slow, but it picked up speed. After one in Atchison, it's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 13, Missouri Valley 12.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
With the opening quarter in the books, these two teams had started off slowly, not really hitting very well, but they improved and improved. And very balanced game as we go to the second quarter. Benedictine leading it by one at 13-12. Valley led in scoring by Regalado and Entrio with three apiece, and a couple of apiece for Arroyo and Hurd. For Benedictine, it's Sammy Samarin and Fonda Garcia with four each to lead the way. Oliver Zowski three, and Alea Reed two, by the way. And doing a little bookwork here, getting everything lined up. 3-3 or 6, 2-2 or 4, 10-2, 12. That's got it. We go to the second quarter. Looking out on the floor, Benedictine is going to be starting the second quarter with Kennedy Nicholson and Skylar Washington. Got Jennifer Jacobs out there, Natalie Samarin, and Alia Raines. Look at the same five at the end of the opening quarter. Here's Samarin with the basketball, backs in, can't get the shot away, puts it back out on top to Skylar, and we're going to have they call it 3 seconds, maybe? Not sure just what it was, but the Ravens are going to give up possession of the basketball. Here comes Valley. Ravens are going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound. It's going to be stolen by Aaliyah Raines. Raines picks the pocket of Belanca Alcade. And here comes the BC offense. Raines will drive to the baseline. Stop, head fake, dumps it over JJ. Up for two, missed it. She was not ready. And now Raines goes up, and she is slapped to the floor by Arroyo. But she gets right back to her feet. She's okay. 6'3" Anna Arroyo will pick up her second foul this evening. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team, and it will bring Benedict into the free throw line, where Aaliyah Raines is an 80.7% shooter. First free throw, right in there. Aaliyah Raines with her third point this evening. She'll take her time and eye this one up. It is on its way and rolls, and it is in. Now 15-12 Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Isabella Regalado going to come back in for Missouri Valley. Regalado hit a big three earlier. Not the fastest player on the court, but obviously she's a perimeter shooter. Valley with the basketball over to the right side. The ball's going to be knocked away, and Tucker loses the handle on it. Jump ball called. Possession will come back to Valley. They're going to be putting it and playing it below their bench. I'm doing a little paperwork here. They changed a number on me before the game. We got that all cleared up. 9 minutes to play in the first half. 10 on the shot clock. Valley with the basketball. And we're going to get an offensive foul off the ball. And that is going to be on Benedetta Paracci. Paracci will have her first foul of the game. And Valley, in the first minute of the second quarter, will have its second foul. Here comes BC. Over to the left side, it's going to be Anna Brzezowski to Skylar. Washington looks down low, kicks it to Kennedy. BC has its original starting five on the floor right now. Out on top, driving down, going to the baseline. Head fake, shot up, will not go in for Samarin. And a rebound will be cleared down by Valley. Flying up the floor with it is going to be Mucker. She'll take it over to the right side. Dish it back out on top. Here's the three-point shooter we talked about, but it's going to be off the rim. Bodies on the floor. Rebound taken away by Aaliyah Rain. She'll bring it up the court on an outlet pass. The feed underneath. Rozowski gets it for 2+1. Coming to the party late. Haraji picks up her second quick foul. Allie Rozowski with 5 points now, and she's coming to the line looking for her second conventional three-point play. We're at the 8-minute and 27-second mark of the second quarter, and Benedictine has now forged a 17-12 lead. Free throw here for Allie. Make it an 18-12 lead. And Benedictine with its largest advantage of the evening. BC, after trailing by a couple of points late in the opening quarter, has raced out here in the start of the second quarter. Moore will drive into the lane. Couple of three steps later, puts a shot up that's way too hard, but the rebound cleared away by Valley. And we're going to have a bucket step on the deep right corner by Giovanni Moore. She tried to drive to the top, and she turns it over. So your conference, your standing conference player of the week, who averages over 14 a game, has not scored yet tonight for Missouri Valley. That's the freshman, Giovanna Moore. Benedictine coming up the court with the basketball. Over to the right side, Skyler. The feet underneath that. Brzozowski. Twist, turns, lean, shoots. Got it. Brzozowski. It's now 20-12. I'm surprised Ben hasn't. Here it is. Lister taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. With 7:49 to play here in the opening quarter, you've got women's college basketball on KAIR FM. Horton Atchison and Benedictine leads Missouri Valley 20-12.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout that head coach Ben Lister called, I'm still having trouble remembering Ben Lister at Missouri Valley after having been a Baker for those years. Valley comes up court with the basketball, finding themselves down by 8. It is a 20-12 BC lead. A baseline fadeaway shot up and no good for Giovanna Moore. Kennedy Nicholson clears down the rebound, and Benedictine will race into the forecourt, taking it on the left side. It's going to be Aaliyah Rain. She'll stop, kick it back out. Stepping inside, going from 14. The shot will not go in for Samarin. Natalie struggled with some shots. She hit one early. And ends up actually hitting two. She's got four points and hasn't hit since. Now, a driving shot in the middle and a whistle and a foul against Benedictine. Officials clearing up. It's going to be on Natalie. Her second foul of the game. And again, you got to expect she may be checking out. She is. Samarin coming out of the ball game, and Twana Carrasquillo is going to come back in. So on the right side, Twyla and Skyler. On the left side, Reigns and Brzozowski. Have to do that because they're both alleys. And in the backcourt is Kennedy Nicholson. The first free throw is perfect for Dominique Mucker, who has her first point of the game. Mucker has only had 4 free throws this year, so she's only just now beginning to play for this team. This second one is no good, but we're going to have a rebound cleared down by Paracci. And Valley's going to continue to control the basketball. They trail 20-13. Now the pass over to the right edge. Way too fast. I made a reference earlier to there's not a great deal of speed on the floor with Isabella Regalado. Well, that pass was way out in front of her. There's no way she was going to catch that one. It's out of bounds. Lady Ravens bring it back up the floor. 7 minutes to go in that first half of the ladies' game. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by 7. On the right block, Brzozowski backs in. They're going to call for the offensive foul. They'll say she was driving in. The official down to the baseline says she reached around with the free hand. I don't know if I've seen that. Brzezinski now with two fouls. 6:50 to go in the half. Valley has the ball, trailing Benedictine 20-13 in this women's college basketball game. Heart of America Athletic Conference. Here's a three, set sail, and uncontested. It's going to be good for Brecken and Trio. It is now 20-16. Benedictine. That 8-point lead has been cut in half. Tyler will knife into the lane. Little running underhand shot. Won't go in. And a rebound pulled down by Valley. Up the floor, Giovanna Moore dumps it over to the right edge. Demetria Hurd goes in. Blocked! What a job down there for Benedictine by Aaliyah Rain. Ravens coming back the other way. We've got a big collision. Bodies on the floor. No foul called, but the running shot is up and missing. And a rebound is going to be swept down by Arroyo. Valley bringing it back up the floor. Franklin Antonio into the forecourt. Top side is going to go to Moore. She tries it back into the lane. Backed away. Here's a three. Launched and missed. And a rebound for Brzezinski. Valley has gone to the bench, by the way, and brought Paula Rodriguez in, the 6'2" freshman from Spain. The three. Skyler counted. First point to the evening for Skyler Washington. Benedictine pushes its lead back to 7. 5.5 to go, opening half. Valley swings around to the right side, goes into the lane, back and in, the falling away shot, air ball short. That wasn't even close for Rodriguez. And back up court for the basketball, it's Benedictine on offense. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. Brains goes for the long three. In and out. Rebound tipped around it. Valley's going to clear it away. Up the floor to the left side, it's going to be Regalado. She will go into the lane. Shot blocked by Rain. She's had back-to-back shots on the last two trips up the court. Great block. Now, Rain's on the other end. Can't get it to fall, and the rebound is out of bounds to Benedictine. We get a good time out here? Yes, we are. Joseph, let's take a break. Exciting ball game, lots of up and down. 4:50 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 23, Missouri Valley 16.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Happy to have you with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine will be putting it in play, and officials taking a moment. I'm not sure what the delay here is. They look, under got there at the scorer's table with something. For the Lady Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson and Twyla Karras-Keo, they brought Riley Wade into the game for the first time now this evening. Also out there, Jennifer Jacobs and Skylar Washington. For Valley, Giovanna Moore, Brecken on trio, Isabella Regalado, Demetria Hurd, and Paul Rodriguez. Benedictine bringing it in play. Here's Skyler for three. Not going to get it. Rebounding it down. Twyla. Head fake, shoots and scores. Twyla. Karras-Keo with a half a dozen. 25-16, and Benedictine has pushed out of its largest lead of the evening. Up 9 with 4.5 to go. First half. Here's a little turnaround shot. No defense there, and Rodriguez just turned and shot and scored. Now BC with an inbound turnover. Twyla was throwing it in and just kind of nonchalantly stepped across the baseline, and it'll go back to Missouri Valley. Silly error on the inbound, but the fundamentals are of value. 4:27 to go in the half. 25-18 Lady Ravens. Moore will start to the left side. No room there. Comes back out on top. Regalado has it. Kicks it over to the edge and throws it away. Newly into the game for Missouri Valley. Now it's going to be Amanda Stopinski out of Independence, Missouri, a 5'6" freshman. Coach Lister is emptying the bench. He's trying to find five. It's going to get it done for him, and he's used a lot of players already. Here comes BC up the floor. Riley Wade down the left corner to Nicholson. Kennedy dribbles up on top, squares for three, nails it. Kennedy Nicholson's first bucket. 28-18, Benedictine now up 10. 3:50 to go in the opening half. Giovanna Moore still has not scored. Now she'll drive in and, as I say that, gets a running layup and has her first points of the game. 28-20. Nicholson brings it up over to the left side. It goes. Ravens on offense. You've got Jennifer Jacobs over there. Skips it back into the middle. Samarin drops his shoulder. Leans, shoots high out the window and gets it. Half a dozen for Natalie. 30-20. 3:15 left in the half. Benedictine with an interesting group out on the floor. Valley works around to the left side. Has no room there. Brings it back to Entrio. Knocked out of her hand for a moment by Nicholson, but she's able to recover it. Kicks it out on top to Moore. Moore wants to take the long shot. Can't. Brings it back out on top. The three is going to be hit from the outside. Entrio will have her second three of the quarter and her ninth point in the game. 30-23. 2:45 to go in the opening half. Great crowd on hand here. It is staff and faculty appreciation game in the Nolan. Driving in, Nicholson, little sky hook. It's up and good. Kennedy with five. And if a 5 foot 6 inch player could throw a sky hook, that's what that was. 32-23. 2:20 left, and here's a running shot that will be waved off, and there's a foul on the floor, and is it on? It's going to be on Jennifer Jacobs, her second. So for Benedictine, my scorebook has Jennifer Jacobs, Natalie Samarin, and Allie Brzezowski, each with two personal fouls. Aaliyah comes back into the game, so you've got Reigns out there with Samarin, Jacobs, Wade, and Nicholson. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound off at the board underneath by Entrio. He will turn and twist and shoot, and I think they're going to have a foul call. Riley Wade is going to pick up her first foul of the game. And 14 fouls now by Benedictine. 2:13 to go in the opening half. Valley's going to be shooting free throws until intermission. They bring it in down on the left baseline. Little give and go. To Entrio. Guarded very well by Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson's defense is just outstanding. Here's the shot up, missing. Rebound to Samarin. And BC's back on offense. Here come the Lady Ravens, and top of the key. Around to the left side is going to be Wade. Out on top, Reigns. Really thinking about the three. Pulls it up instead from 15 and hits it. Aaliyah Reigns with a half dozen. 34-23, and now BC slowly but surely increases that lead. They are now up 11. Minute and a half to go in the half. Valley with it over to the left side. Out on top, Regalado will drive right, shoot, miss it, rebound, pulled down by Jacobs, gets it away to Nicholson. Ravens run, left side Wade, back to the right, Rain, two. That was a tremendous transition trip down the floor for Benedictine. You're wanting to see how you break the pressure and transition down the court. You should study that play. It was expertly executed. A minute to go in the first half. Here's Valley into the lane. The falling away shot missing. And we're going to get a very late foul call. And it's going to be called on Samarin. Natalie in a little trouble now. That is her third foul tonight. Coming to the free throw line for Missouri Valley is going to be Isabella Regalado. She's not a good free throw shooter. 54.5% on the year, 18 of 33. This one hits the back, kicks away, not even close. One more shot coming up here. 51 seconds to play in the opening half. Benedictine up 13. Second free throw will not go in either. And here comes BC. Nicholson into the forecourt, glides down the right side, gets it over to Raines. Aaliyah brings it out toward the top. BC will stretch the floor. Sound like they're going to run this thing down. There's 20 seconds between the clock. Right side, Raines out on top, Jacobs. Shot clock at 9. The feet of the block, Raines in the middle, off the glass. Two more, Aaliyah Raines. She can play so well in the paint. 38-23. Benedictine up 15, and now the shot clock is off. We've got 15 seconds left in the half. Giovanna Moore goes to the left, dumps it over to the edge to Antrio. Tries it back in, loses it, gets it to Alcade. Her shot, good for two. And that will take us to halftime. Late bucket by Missouri Valley makes it a little closer, but Benedictine goes to the locker room with a nice lead. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you at the break. Benedictine's Lady Ravens, 38, Missouri Valley, 25.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back to the Nolan, where the crowd is electrified. They've been having, you know, events and fun games for the students as they come out here to the contest. Half-court shot for $100. First guy up there launches it. He's a full half a step behind the line, threw it down, didn't even draw iron, knocked in the half-court shot. $100. Congrats to him, and an electrifying moment in the crowd. Having a good time. Crowd having a great time with his ladies' game as well. Benedictine out in front here at the break, 38-25. Recapping the first half scoring for you for Missouri Valley. Pace it away for the Lady Vikings is Brecon Antrio. She's got 9 points. It drops dramatically. Blanca Alcada with 4. Isabella Regalado with 3. Giovanna Moore. Irene Madrid. Ana Arroyo, Paula Rodriguez, all with 2 apiece, thank you. And 1 of the first half for Dominique Mucker. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, we mentioned in the pregame, last time these two teams met, Aaliyah Raines had 18 to lead their Lady Ravens. Well, Aaliyah's got 10 already at halftime today and is still the Lady Ravens leading scorer against this team. Allie Brzezowski with 8 in the first half. It was a 6-point half for Twyla Karaskiel. Half a dozen for Natalie Samaritan. Kennedy Nicholson has 5. Rounding out the scoring, 3 points for Skylar Washington. Shooting percentages, well, Benedictine warmed up, and as they've taken this double-digit lead, they're now hitting 44% of their shots, 16-36. Valley hitting only 32% of theirs at 9-28. From the outside, neither team doing real well. Benedictine 2-8, Valley 3-10. At the free throw line, Valley's 4-7, Benedictine is 4-6. Valley's real problem is the Raven defense. Benedictine has come up with 14 turnovers from Missouri Valley. BC's only given it up 6 times. So that is a huge difference. When you can take it away 14 times, there are a lot of potential points coming from those additional possessions. Mentioned it to you earlier, don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. Very important game for these teams and the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason tournament that's coming up next week already. Final regular season game is Saturday for both of these teams, and of course we'll be with them in Parkville, as it will be the Ravens and the Pirates Saturday afternoon here on CARE Radio. That said, guys are out of warming up. That game's coming up here on CARE at about 7:30. Right now, though, we're taking a break. Ladies' game is in intermission, and we'll be back to bring in the second half of that one live and then the men's game. But right now, with the halftime score here in the Nolan, Benedictine 38, Missouri Valley 25, we're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He is in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. He has been working and working, and he's put together a halftime for you that sounds just like this.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball live from the Nolan. We'll be rejoining Tom Couts in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the CARE Country sports schedule, tomorrow night we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. After that, we have Coaches Insight with interviews with some of the local coaches. Friday night, we've got high school basketball from the Marhill Mount Academy Gym as they play host to Horton. The scheduled time for the girls' game is 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime after 8 p.m. Again, Marhill Mount Academy games normally run just a little bit late at the starting gate. Saturday, we've got Benedictine on the road in Park, Missouri, taking on Park University. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the women's game. The men will take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference women's basketball scores.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look at some of the games in action right now. Up in Des Moines, Iowa, Evangel and Grandview are meeting up at the half. Grandview is ahead, 41-37. In the Mount Mercy Graceland women's game, with 6 minutes and 51 seconds left in the third, it is Mount Mercy on top, 41-38. Mid-America Nazarene and Central Methodist are playing in Fayette, Missouri, with Mid-America Nazarene on top at the half, 35-32. With 8 minutes and 44 seconds left in Oskaloosa, Iowa, William Penn is playing host to Clark. The score is Clark 27, William Penn 24. In the Park Baker game, at the third, with 8 minutes and 16 seconds left in the third quarter, it is Park 27, Baker 25. And at 8 minutes and 49 seconds in the third, Culver Stockton is trailing Peru State 36-22. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Lady Ravens sitting at 38 points to the Missouri Valley Lady Vikings 25. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Rain likely early, then changing to snow. Tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 18. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow. Snow likely 25. Lows around 8 above tomorrow night. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It feels like 36 out there. We've got an actual temperature of 44. The winds are out of the north, northwest at 16 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 49%. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.81 inches of mercury, and the dew point is 26 degrees. Taking a look around the area, Horton's checking in at 41, Leavenworth checking in at 50, and Oskaloosa at 45. We'll be rejoining Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Chief Meteorologist Bill Spencer, bringing you the weather and a whole lot of personality.
But if you feel a little drizzle or sprinkle, don't think that a bird flew overhead. That's exactly what's going on out there. You got a little moisture going on.
As goofy as the Kansas weather, catch Bill Spencer during our live weather chats, weekday mornings at 6:45 on the CARE Morning Show.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game. Ravens in front, 38-25. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy in the studio, you know, the guy that took care of you at halftime and told you all that stuff and gave you all that information and kept you entertained and singing and smiling. That was Joseph. We appreciate that always. Thank you. Tom Couts with you here courtside, and Benedictine in front, 38-25. Lady Ravens have kind of an interesting habit here at home, okay? They score about 12 points a game more at home than they do on the road. They're scoring 73 points a game at home. They're scoring 60-61 on the road. Kind of interesting that they are so comfortable here at home. And now, as the ball is put in by Benedictine, we have to get the game clock and the shot clock to kind of coordinate a little bit. There we go. Got them both going. And we're set to get underway. All those games going on around the conference, and a lot of them have particular importance to Benedictine and their postseason looks at things. As the Ravens have it in, we're going to look at some of those scores as we go along. But right now, Benedictine with this initial possession of the second half. Reigns is going to get it out on top. Twyla from 17. Rebounding it down as Skyler drives in, has it stripped out of her hands, and she's been fouled. Two free throws coming up for Skyler, and the foul is going to be on Giovanna Moore. Didn't think that's maybe who that was going to be on, but it'll be the second foul of the ball game by Moore at 25 seconds into the second half. First foul for Missouri Valley. Here's Skyler at the line. The free throw here is up and good. And probably I need to tell you that Skyler hit a three-point shot in the first half. That was her only scoring in the first. But with that three-point shot, Skyler moves into the top 10 scoring all-time in women's basketball here at Benedictine. She'll hit both free throws. So Skyler wants you to end the top 10. She had 1,223 coming in here tonight. So 1,223 and at 5, 1,228 is where she's at right now. Here's a pass in the middle and reaching around Samarin. And Natalie picks up a quick foul here in the third quarter. It's going to be three fouls now for Natalie, one in each quarter. And now the officials having a... another little powwow out there. They've done it all in all a nice job of keeping things going, but occasionally they've had a few snags. They seem like they worked through them in a team-like way. And Valley's going to be putting the ball in play. It is 40-25, Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's a running shot. It's up for Moore. No good. Samarin coming out with a rebound, and here comes Benedictine up the floor. Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. Bombs it out on top. Samarin dumps it over to the left side to Reigns. He's looking in the middle of Twyla. Can't get it there. Comes back out of top to Skyler. Washington plays off the screen. Cuts down the right side. Goes in. Goes up. Off the window. No good. Rebound out of play to the Ravens. Touched last as it went out of bounds by Anna Arroyo. Games going on around the conference right now, and these are all in the third quarter. Grandview leads Evangel. And that's a good thing for Benedictine. You want Grandview to beat Evangel, I think. 47-40. You've got Graceland really getting beaten up by Mount Mercy. There's really no surprise there. Here's a shot up, and they're going to call the jump ball. Graceland losing to Mount Mercy, 53-38. Mid-America, five-point lead over Central Methodist, 41-36. Clark leads Penn by one, 30-29. Another close game. Baker in front of Park, 32-29. And another runaway, Prue State. Oddly enough, Prue State over Culver Stockton, midpoint of the third quarter by 15, no, by 18 now. 44-26. The feed comes in the middle. There's nearly a foul by Samarin. They do not call it. Backing in, turning, shooting, and missing. Getting her own rebound underneath is Arroyo. Now it's going to be knocked loose. It's on the floor, and Valley's going to pick up the loose basketball. Shot clock at 15 with 8:20 to go in the third quarter. Out on top of this is going to be Paracci. They swing it around to the left side. Demetria Hurd. Shot clock at 6. Hurd pulls up off the window. No good. Rebound Samarin. Natalie gets it down, and up with it will come Kennedy. Nicholson breezes into the forecourt, kicking it on the right side, kicks it up to Raines. 8 minutes to go in the third. Raines over to Skyler. Washington feeds off the block. Twyla goes in, draws the foul. Here's the thing about Twyla. When she gets the ball, there's no fooling around here. I mean, she goes in. She knows what she's going to do. She's going to get that shot off, and she gets about doing that. The foul is going to be on Paracci, and that will be her third of the game. And Benedictine is going to bring Jennifer Jacobs in. The free throw, up and good. So Twyla with her seventh point of the game. And just inside, 8 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine leads again by 15. This one will make it a 16-point lead. It is 41-25. Largest lead of the contest for the Lady Ravens. We go inside 8 to play third quarter. Valley eases it over to the right side. And as they look into the middle, and it's going to come back off to the right edge. This 14-footer is up and short. Rebounding it off the floor is going to be Raines. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens quickly into the forecourt. A long three. Boom! Skyler! Skyler Washington. 8 points. Valley's in real trouble. I don't know what Ben's going to do. Circle the wagons a little bit here. 45-25. Benedictine now up 20 with 7:20 to go in the third. Moore will drive in, and they're going to give her the easy layup. They all kind of backed away, and Giovanna Moore, the conference player of the week, well, she's now at 4 points tonight, 45-27. The feed to the left block, the kick on top, the 16-footer, Twyla for two more. Give the assist to Raines. Over Twyla, 9 points now, and it's 47-27. Valley will take it over to the right side. Backing in with it is going to be Arroyo. She will turn and shoot and score. And Arroyo, that is only her fourth point today. 47-29. I'm going to take a quick look at the numbers they've got down here for Aaliyah Raines. They've only got her for four assists. I feel like there are more than that. Now here's a shot in the middle to Jacobson. She'll have it slapped out of her hands. And the officials are going to say it is off Jacobs. She's not happy with that. It will come back to Missouri Valley. Benedictine's going to take Kennedy Nicholson out, and Anna San Juan will come in. Missouri Valley is going to bring Paracci out of the game, and it'll be Regalado checking in. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Valley with the basketball. Benedictine with an 18-point lead. The feed over to the right side of the lane. Back it in. Twisting, turning, falling away, and putting it up and in is going to be Arroyo. She's now at a half a dozen points. 47-31. BC out on top with it. San Juan kicks it to Twyla. She'll dish it left side. Skyler backs, turns, shoots. Three more for Skyler Washington. Her third three of the game, and she is at 11. It is 50-31 BC. A little over 5 minutes now to play in the third quarter. Moore gets it to the free throw line. Can't get a shot away. Great defense by Raines. She has been absolutely fantastic on the defensive side. Here's a three on the other end. It's going to be up and good. And again, we talked about it. Regalado comes in for one reason only, and that is to shoot the three. She has hit her second tonight. 50-34. Jacobs will take it near the top of the key. Drives into the free throw line. Goes to Raines. She'll go from 17. Gets it. Nicely done. Aaliyah Raines has a dozen points. 52-34. And we are inside 5 minutes of play in the third. Regalado has it on the left side. Little skip pass over to the edge. Arroyo backs in, drops a shoulder, and there's the travel call. Took a little bit before that call came. I think there was moans coming from the crowd, and the official finally said, yeah, you know, That was probably too many steps. And here comes Benedict. And here comes San Juan. Uh-oh. A little band noise there. BC works the outside. 4:44 to go in the half. Third. Three-point shot. Skyler, that one's going to be a little off to the right side. And the rebound knocked away. Out of play, back to the Lady Ravens. Shot clock will be reset to 20. And Benedict will have it in at their offensive end, where San Juan will do the inbound work. BC looking in this game for their 19-foot mirror. Twyla gets two more. She's got 11. Ravens push their lead now to 54-34, and again up by 20. Here's a little baseline runner, no good, and a foul on Reigns. The foul is going to be on Benedictine and for Aaliyah Reigns. That is her. Are you ready for this? Her first foul tonight. Talking about winning, Benedictine looking to go to 19-9 if they can win this one here tonight. They are also then going to go to 11-7 in the conference. Skyler Washington will check out of the game. And coming into the lineup for Benedictine will be Heather Ronnebaum out of MHMA here in Atchison. Free throw up and in. And Giovanna Moore has her fifth point. One more shot coming up for Giovanna, a 88%+ free throw shooter. And those two just fall right through. Before we get back to play, the Lady Ravens are going to bring Allie Brzozowski back in for Jacobs. It is 54-36, Benedictine. San Juan into the forecourt. Again, that shoulder-high dribble that she uses. Over to the left side, Ronnebaum will drive baseline, goes underneath the rim, kicks it over to Twyla. On the floor once, gets tripped, pushes out on top to Brzozowski. Right side, Reigns. She'll go three, gets three. Aaliyah Reigns, 15 points. Again, the last time these two teams met, she had 18, and she's looking to extend that maybe here tonight with 3:50 to go still in the third quarter. Fowler with it out on top. That's going to be in trouble with the basketball. She'll put it on the floor a couple of times, drive straight down the lane, stop into the middle, left-hand hook shot up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Arroyo. She'll dump it out to the outside where the three is set sail and scored by Blanca Alcate, and she's got seven. 57-39, Benedictine. Once again, it's going to be San Juan bringing it up the floor. Her pass over to the left side, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say there was a foul committed in the process. Knocking it away, Demetria Hurd, she will apparently pick up her third foul tonight. Free 21 to go in the third. Driving across, Ronnebaum drags her foot. There's your travel. Heather tried to hit the brakes, but that trail foot that she was trying to hold just scooted a little bit. And back up with the basketball will come at Missouri Valley. Vikings are going to be putting it in play, and Benedictine is going to go to some full court pressure now. Driving down the right side, stepping in. The shot by Moore is up and good for two. Giovanna Moore, that was a nice move that she put on to stretch it out and get inside and get that shot away. 3 minutes to go in the third. Benedictine by 16 now. Cross-court pass is going to be reached in on and snapped out of bounds by Entrio. Lady Ravens putting it in play from right in front of the Benedictine bench, and it'll be Aaliyah Reigns to do the inbound work. 2:56 to go. The feed will come to the right side, driving in. The dish goes over to the edge, and BC way out on top. Nice job by Brzozowski to rescue it. Brzozowski gets it out on top. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. She'll launch, goes three. The shot is up and in, and Kennedy for three. Nicholson has eight. And it's 60-41, Lady Ravens. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's a three on the other end. Way off the mark by Moore. And Ronnebaum clears down the rebound. BC back up court with it. The feed over to Ronnebaum. Heather looks inside, kicks it out on top to Aaliyah Reigns. Reigns will stop on the top. Now driving in, Brzozowski backs in, twists, turns, hooks, can't get it. And the rebound is going to be taken down by Missouri Valley. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Valley with the basketball. Ravens by 19 and a pass to the baseline is going to be out of bounds off Demetria Hurd, and BC is going to have it back in play. We're going to get Samarin returning to the game. Inside 2 minutes to go in the third. This game has been all Benedictine from the start. They lead by 19 here in the last couple of minutes of the third quarter. Skip pass over to the right side. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. And Trio got a hand on it, and it will come back in again to Benedictine. Lady Ravens looking to bring it in from deep at the corner to the right side of their goal on their offensive end. Looking in. Nicholson is going to bring it out on top. Thinking about the three-point shot. It's going to be run a bomb. She will drive in, dump it over to the left side. Now the feet underneath. Twilight twists, turns, gets it back in the middle, and the little bounce pass was just a little too hard to get a hold of inside, and the Ravens are going to put it out of bounds and turn it over with a minute and a half to go in the third. Still 60-41, Lady Ravens in front. Now Benedictine knocks it away, steals the ball on the upcourt pass. Here comes the BC offense. That was a nice job by Samarin. Natalie comes up with the steal. And BC up floor with it. They'll work it around into the middle. It's going to be knocked out of Nicholson's hands and go out of bounds. Shot clock at 15, a minute 19 to go in the third. Lady Ravens are going to have it in at their offensive baseline. And once more, coming into the game for Missouri Valley is going to be Isabella Regalado. Regalado looking to bring it in. And the officials, again, taking some time. I'm not sure making Regalado tuck the shirt tail in. Here we go. Feed comes out on top. BC will dash it over to the right side. Driving into the baseline. The feed comes in the middle. The driving shot, Twyla, no. Rebound. And here comes Missouri Valley off the miss. A minute 10 to go in the third. Outlet, Demetria Hurd. She'll drive right. Goes left. Shoots it. And it won't go in. Rebound, Twyla. Benedictine back up the floor. We're inside a minute to play in the third quarter. Nicholson over to the left side. Runabon able to rescue it. Was not to her. She's got it up top side, thinking about the three. Dribbles it off on top. Holds the ball up, feeds inside. Natalie backs in, has it stripped out of her hands, and Valley's going to come up with it. Moore will bring it down the floor. They'll work it over to the left side. The running shot is going to be on its way, and no. Offensive board, Hurd with the putback. Her fourth point today, 60-43. Shot clock is off, and the Lady Ravens are going to get the final look at the rim in the third quarter, 20 seconds to go. Bringing it up, Nicholson. Eases over to the right side, working in front of Hurd. Feed to the free throw line. Out on top of it, Samarin. Kicks it over to Reigns, and we've got a foul off the ball. Foul is going to be blown against Heather Runabaugh. It'll be her first foul of the game, and now Valley's going to have it back in. Reigns will check out. Also coming out is going to be Twyla. Going to get Skylar back in, and you're going to get Jennifer Jacobs back in for Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to press a little bit. Let them use some time. It comes up the floor, down the right side, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's a shot at the buzzer. That's air ball short. We go to the fourth quarter in Atchison. Women's college basketball. It's Benedictine 60, Missouri Valley 43.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Benedictine continues to be led in scoring by Aaliyah Reigns with her 15 points. Twyla Karaskill with a dozen, and Skylar Washington with the 11. Three Lady Ravens in double-figure scoring. Brzozowski and Nicholson right behind it with eight apiece for Missouri Valley. No player in double-digit scoring yet. Brecken on Trio with 9 leads the way, and Giovanna Moore has 8. Welcome back, everybody, to the Nolan Gymnasium. We're getting set to go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. Benedictine in front, 60-43. Guys' game coming up after this one, an anticipated 7:30 start time. Well, you know, we could be really, really pretty close to that, depending on how this fourth quarter kind of works its way out. Benedictine continues to shoot better and better as the game has worn on. They're almost at half now, 47.9% on 23 of 48 shooting. Valley is 16 of 44. We're underway in the fourth quarter, and 9:10, we have our first foul. It's going to be the fourth foul of the game on Benedetta Paracci. So Paracci will pick up foul number 4, and Nicholson will put it in play for BC. Over to the left side it goes, Riley Wade. Topside Skyler. Skyler loses it off the side of her foot, and it'll be taken back by Missouri Valley. Here come Lady Viking. In the forecourt, Moore. Out on top is going to be the shooter, Regalado. They'll go into the lane. Ferrario, the 6'3 player, dishes it off on top, and the three is set sail and hit. Benedetta Paracci, and that is her first point of the game, 60-46. 9:20 left in the contest. Skyler goes in, kicks it back, all alone, 3, got it. Brzozowski, the net barely moved. And Brzozowski in double figure scoring now with 11. 63-46. Ball batted away. Moore's going to go back and rescue it. Back over comes to Paracci. Out on top, Regalado. She'll launch 3. She'll hit it. And right now you can see what Ben Lister's doing. He's like, okay, can't get it inside. Can't score in the middle. We're going to get it down the floor. We're going to get the best look we can, and we're going to shoot 3s the rest of the game and hope for the best. 63-49. 8.5 to go. Here's Skyler. Left side it goes. Wade underneath. Brzozowski backs in. Turns. Left-handed shot. Rejected out of bounds. Coming back in again to the Lady Ravens. 8.5 to go. The Benedictine lead, which has been as many as 20, trimmed right now to 14. It comes in to Skyler. She's alone for a 3. A little too strong, and it'll be taken down on the rebound by a trio. Here comes Missouri Valley. Valley into the forecourt with the basketball. Spinning into the lane. They'll dish it over to the left side to Paracci. Holds the ball high above her head. No shot there. Ravens quickly defend her. Goes over to Moore. Scoop pass to the right side. Arroyo tries to back in. Nothing there. Back out of top, Regalado. She backs in, pushes in, dumps it off to the edge. Paracci working against Allie Brzozowski. Here's a shot from the top. It's 3. Hung on the rim and it fell in. That is the 3rd 3 of the game for Brecken and Trio. 63-52 in the outside shot, doing what Ben Lister wanted it to do. That's the 3rd 3 of the 4th quarter for Valley. Here's Samarin with the basketball. Benedictine can't get into some kind of a track meet here. They need to just be patient. Wade will have it on top to Skyler. Washington asks for and gets the screen. Will drive in. Kisses it high off the window and scores. That was a beautiful driving layup, her 13th point, and we've got a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break here with the Lady Ravens, down to 7:26 to play in their game. It's BC, 65, at Missouri Valley, 52.
Stop by Atchison and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Nice crowd on hand. It is great that you have elected to join us. Phil Spencer, it's not going to snow. Maybe not at all. I don't know. Phil says snow tonight. I'm thinking all the people in here are happy and warm and feeling good. It's a beautiful night outside, and they're here enjoying college basketball. And the Benedictine Lady Ravens are in front with 7:15 to play, but Valley trying to battle back, driving in more bumps, and we're going to get a foul on Rain. That's a tough break for Aaliyah Rain. It is their second foul of the evening. 65-52. Benedictine in front. Seven minutes to go. Feed comes underneath, and the 6 foot, 3 inch post turns and shoots and scores, and Arroyo has their 8 points. Raven lead is dwindling. It's 65-54 with 6:50 left. Joseph, as far as that noise, I'm trying to rearrange things just in case that might help on this end, and we're going to have a foul by Valley. Giovanna Moore's third. Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line and stepping up there, Skylar Washington. Skylar with 13 points tonight, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Takes a look, sends it in. Skylar Washington, 14 points on the evening now. Second one does not go in. 66-54. Lady Ravens in front with 6:40 to play. Still a lot of time left in this one. Valley works it down the right side, pushes it off on top. It's going to be a trio working around to the left side. Now to Moore. She'll step inside the circle, back into the lane. Nice spinning move up an inch. Giovanna Moore. That was the kind of play that a conference POW made. 66-56. 6:20 to go. Benedictine's 20-point lead now cut in half. Here's the feed down low, and Brzezowski couldn't get to it because she was being held onto and pulled back. And that is going to be a foul on Isabella Regalado. Regalado will have her, what, second foul? Twyla's going to check back into the game for Benedictine. Here we come out on top, Lady Ravens with the basketball. Here's a three. Nah, won't go in. Kennedy Nicholson said it sailed, but it wouldn't drop. And as we're inside 6 to play in the game, Valley's back up court with it. And Trio will take it on the right side in front of the Valley bench. She'll dribble it out toward the top, directing traffic with a free hand. Cuts it down the left side of the lane, brings it back out on top to Regalado. She dribbles it a couple of times over to Giovanna Moore. Moore over to the right block, back and in, twisting, turning, the shot, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound underneath is going to be stripped away, knocked out of bounds, and Valley will have it in at the baseline. 5:40 to go in the ball game, Ravens by 10. Valley will have it in with 20 on the shot clock as it is reset to that. Inbounding it is going to be in Trio. Looks in, still looks in, has it slapped away by Reigns, it's going to go out of bounds, and off whom? They're going to say Aaliyah touches it last. Valley will bring it in again. Right in the corner between the Sidewalk Cafe and the Benedictine Pep Band. Regalado will take the inbound. Comes out on top to Arroyo, who is startled by the pass. Didn't expect it. She backs in and turns and knocks in two more. And Arroyo showing up late in the game. She's got 10. 66-58. And Valley putting on a run here in the fourth quarter. Lady Ravens lead cut to 8. Skylar running shot good for 2. Skylar breaks the ice for Benedictine, 68-58. Valley's owned at the late part of the third quarter and into the fourth here. Here's a falling away shot by Moore. It's no good. And a rebound pulled down by Benedictine. Natalie Samarin clears it down. Lady Ravens are going to run to the other end of the floor as we're inside 5 to play. Skylar comes off the screen, works her way to the top, crosses over, brings it back to the right side to Nicholson. Now into the lane, driving in, Twyla counting. Tell you what, when she gets a little head of steam up and has her mind made up, Twyla is impossible to stop, and she's got 13. 70-58, Benedictine. Back up a dozen on back-to-back twos. Here's a little behind-the-back shot, and we're going to have a foul on Nicholson. Kennedy picking up her second foul tonight. Official will indicate that, and then he's going to wave into the game Demetria Hurd for Missouri Valley and Allie Brzezowski for Benedictine. 4.5 to go in the game as Trio comes to the free throw line. 73.6% free throw shooter, the first of which is up and good. That is her 13th point this evening. One more shot coming up for Brecken and Trio, the 5'6 junior from Colorado. That one is good as well. And it's 70-60 Benedictin. And Heather Runnebaum comes back in for the Lady Ravens. So out there for BC, let's just take a look. Up the court, Nicholson and Pierce Keough. You've got Rains, Runnebaum, and Brzezowski. Rains just split two defenders, gets it up, gets it in, and one. What a job by Leah Rains. Her 17th point, and with this free throw, she will tie the 18 points she scored over in Marshall earlier this season. Four minutes and 23 seconds to play. Benedictin leading it by a dozen. Rains free throw, it's up and in. And here comes Missouri Valley. Found it with the basketball. Ravens up 13. The drive, the baseline shot is going to be up and good by Hurd. Demetria Hurd with a half a dozen. 73-62. 4 minutes left. Ravens up 11. Ball over on the left side. Benedictin not deep into the corner. They're going to go Kennedy. Nicholson looks in, gets it to Twyla on the floor. Dumps it off on top, and it's loose. It's rolling around. It's going to be picked up. Driving it down the court very quickly. The feed over to the left side to Hurd. Runnebaum gets in front of her. The shot up. No. Rebound, Karaskiel. BC's going to take it the other way, and Coach Folsom's on his feet. Whoa, whoa, guys. Slow down a minute. Kind of take a breath as you come into the forecourt. 3.5 minutes left. Ravens work the ball over to the left edge. Comes down to the block. Brzezowski backs in. Falls away. Can't get a shot off. Driving in. Twyla has it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Going to come back into Benedictin. Shot clock is all the way down to 5 with 3:15 to go in the game. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson putting it in play down to the baseline. Ravens are going to have to get this shot away pretty quickly. Looking for it out on top. Looking. It'll come to Brzezowski. She will put it up from 16. Doesn't hit it. And a rebound is going to be tipped out on top, and the Ravens are going to recover it. Twyla over to the right side. Wants to get in the middle. Can't get it there. Now her pass cross court is going to be knocked free. Stolen away. Valley will bring it back to the other end of the floor. We're down to 3 minutes to go. Benedictin with the basketball, with the defense out there. They lead in the game by 11. Long cross pass goes over to the right side. Demetria Hurd. Hurd playing in front of Runnebaum. Now tries to cross over. Can't do it. One hand push pass over to the left side. Regalado baseline three. And again, that is why she's in there. She's doing her job. That is her fourth three of the game, and we're getting a timeout. Taking a break with Valley at 2:39 to play in the game. I'm Benedictin 73, Missouri Valley 65.
IRFM, Horton Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Coming onto the floor for Benedictin out of the timeout. Allie Brzezowski putting the ball in play. Kennedy Nicholson will be bringing it up the court, and joining them on the other end will be Aaliyah Rains, Natalie Samarin, and Skylar Washington. We're in the last 2.5 minutes of the ladies' game here on KAIRFM, Horton Atchison. Top side with the basketball is going to be Nicholson. She's going to take a little time. Benedictin will be patient. Look for the good shot. Shot clock at 16. Still a lot of time. They can take it down. It's just over 2 minutes. Here's Brzezowski. Back to Samarin. Shot clock at 9. Skyler feeds to Brzezowski. She will turn and shoot. It's short. Rebounding it down is Arroyo. And here comes Missouri Valley. Valley, that pass way high. It somehow They're able to save it in play. Moore will fall away from 17 and get the roll. And Valley draws closer. Giovanna Moore has a dozen. 73-67. And a minute 49 to go. Valley has made a game of it now. Braves will drive all the way to the baseline, kick it back. And the Ravens right now just playing to burn down time. Out on top, Brzezowski, right side to Rain. Here's Samarin with it, gets pushed. Brzezowski left side, kicks it back, and the Ravens throw it away again. And Benedictine has gotten super conservative and not working real well right now as Valley, who was down 20 a while ago, is now within 7. 73-67, Lady Ravens with a minute 25 to play. Up the floor, Giovanna Moore. She'll swing over to the left side. Kick it into the edge. Regalado. They want to see her shoot. Moore will take the three. Nope. Rebound off the floor to Samarin. BC back up court with it. Over to the right side. Out on top of it is going to be Samarin, and we're going to get a Ravens timeout. We're doing it. Taking a break with Benedictine, 61 seconds to go in the game. Lady Raven 63, Valley 67.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum,
bum. Back with you here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens hanging on to a 73-67 lead. But at this point in the season, if you can get a win, you'll take it any way you can. Running away, hanging on, whatever it takes. They notch a W with one game remaining in the regular season after tonight. For Benedictine, going to be that starting five out there. Nicholson, Rain, Samarin, Washington, Brzezowski. For Valley, Moore and Trio, Regalado, Arroyo, and Hurd. You've got four shooters and a 6'3" center out there. 1 minute to play. Ravens have it in play. Out on top to Nicholson. Shot clock at 16. Here's Aaliyah Raines working against Demetria Hurd. Raines starts to the left side, into the corner. Skyler, she pulls the trigger for the three, and it will not go in. And the rebound pulled down by Valley, and then we're going to have a Benedictine foul trying to take it away. The foul is going to be whistled on Allie Brzezowski. You can hear the cat calls from the Raven fans here. It'll be Allie's third foul, and we're going to get another timeout as Ben Lister's taking a break. He's going to see if he can work some Lister magic with 46 seconds to go in the game. Timeout, your score. Lady Ravens 73, Brazoria Valley 67.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
So for Missouri Valley, they have made a strong effort and a tremendous comeback. Down by 20 three times in the second half. And matter of fact, they were down 54-34 with about 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. But now with 46 seconds to go in the ballgame, they're within 7 at 73-67. But still, that is a three-possession lead for Benedictine. Valley will put the ball in play coming out of the timeout. Skip it out on top. Regalado going three off the rim just short. Rebound lost out of play. It'll go back to Benedictine off the fingertips of Entrio. So Benedictine is going to have a back in play. It will be Brzezowski deep in the backcourt. We're at 38 seconds to go. I thought they'd go to Skyler in the other end of the court. Instead, they'll bring it into Samarin, who is immediately fouled. And for the Vikings, it'll be team foul five, putting Benedict into the free throw line. And Natalie Samarin, don't want to hex anybody, but typically she is a pretty good free throw shooter. Coming to the line here tonight, she is 83.8%, hitting 62 of 74. Natalie coming to the line. First one is good. That is her seventh point of the evening. And the Ravens go up now by seven. One more shot. Up and in. So Natalie will hit them both. And it is 75-67. Here's a three from the left side. Perfect! What a shot by Regalado! That is her third three in the fourth quarter. That is her fifth three today. And it is a phenomenal job that Isabella Regalado has done shooting from the outside. We're going to hang on to it right here as Valley exercises another timeout with a half a minute to go. They're back within five at 75-70. And making a game of this thing. Going to look around the conference and see if there are any finals that have reported in yet. Here tonight, let's see. Here we go. One final, Clark over Penn, 57-42. All the rest of the games are in the last minute. Grandview running over Evangel. Mount Mercy has now won over Graceland. Mid-America and Central Methodist are tied with 20 seconds left. You've got Baker leading Park by five with 16 seconds to go. Peru up five over Culver with a minute to go. BC put the ball in play deep in the backcourt, and we get a whistle. We get a foul and with 25 seconds to play. We're going to have a foul on that trio, but that's not the big deal. The big deal is Ravens coming to the free throw line to give themselves a little space. Stepping to the stripe for the Lady Ravens is going to be Aaliyah Reigns, an 80.7% free throw shooter on the season. Aaliyah has 18. Make it 19. One more shot. Aaliyah Reigns looking to get to 20 here tonight. She puts Benedictine up six. This is a big one to make it a three-possession game, and it is short. Rebounding it down, Valley, 76-70. They'll race up the court. Demetria Hurd goes left, dumps it off underneath. They want the three. They don't want the two. 16, 15 seconds of play. Out on top is Moore. A long three, and somehow she gets it in. Valley with another three. Ravens bring it into the backcourt. 11 seconds, 10, and Samarin gets fouled. 76-73 with 10 seconds left. And Valley absolutely battling and scraping and working it right to the final moment here today. Natalie coming back to the free throw line. She hit back-to-back shots a moment ago. Back of the line again here. The senior knocks it in. A big shot that makes it a two-possession lead. One more shot for Natalie. And she'll hit it. 78-73. And Ben will take his final time out. And we're going to hang on to it right here as we're going to refresh these conference scores and see who all of the finals are tonight. Final score, Grandview over Evangel, 80-69. It was Mount Mercy defeating Graceland, 74-57. You've got Clark over Penn, 57-42. And again, the other four games are in the waning moments now. It is a two-point Baker lead over Park with 16 to go. 5 points Peru over Culver with 50 seconds left. Pitt American Central Methodist are tied with 20 seconds to go. And again, these Lady Ravens are going to wrap up the regular season. We'll be with them on the road down in Parkville, Missouri. BC at Park University, Saturday afternoon. You can join us here on Care Radio for those. The ladies' game here on Care Radio slated to begin at 2 o'clock. The guys' game at 4. Here comes Benedictine. And they have brought Heather Ronnebaum into the game. And here we go. Park will bring it in, and they've got it up topside. They'll work it over to the left. The three's coming up short. Rebound, Benedictine. Green pulls it down. Out on top of it is going to be Ronnebaum. She gets thrown to the floor, and that's going to do it. The final score here tonight, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 78. Missouri Valley, 73. And we're going to be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Okay, welcome back to the NOLA Gym. This game's not over. We thought it was over, but it isn't. Heather Ronnebaum is going to come to the free throw line. And with no one else on the court, she's going to be shooting free throws here. And her team is leading by five with 0.4 of a second left. Not really sure exactly what the point of all of this is. But that said, that's what we're going to have. So it is going to be Heather Ronnebaum coming to the line for BC. 0.4 of a second to play in the ball game. They lead by five. The first free throw is up and good. Heather's going to have one more shot coming her way here. They'll eye it up. Long, hard look at it. And this one is up and good. She'll get them both. And come out of the game. Final game maybe ever here in the NOLA Gymnasium for Heather and these Raven ladies. And that's going to do it. The final score tonight, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 80 and the Vikings 73. And, Joseph, I know that you've gone through all of that stuff, so here's what we're going to do. We're just going to sit here, and I'm going to add things up, and we're going to recap this ball game just right here, just like we should do. What do you say? Scoring in the ball game tonight for Missouri Valley, 15 apiece for Giovanna Moore and Isabella Regalado. Wow. 14 tonight for Brecken and Trio, and Ana Arroyo with 10. Blanca Alcada had 7. It was 4 today for Demetria Hurd. Benedetta Paracci with 3. 2 each. Irene Madrid and Paulo Rodriguez and Dominique Mucker with 1. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 5 players in double-digit scoring pace as they were last time these teams met by Aaliyah Rain, this time with 19 points. Skylar Washington, 16 and 14. Final Karaskio. It was 11 this evening for Ali Brzezowski and Natalie Severin with 10. 8 for Kennedy Nicholson, and with those last 2 free throws, Heather Ronnebaum notches 2. The Benedictine Lady Ravens move their record to 19-9 and 11-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Missouri Valley. Battle to the end. Lady Ravens with a nice home victory in the final regular season home game of 21-22 season. Guys are going to be out warming up. We're going to have the men's game coming up here before long. But that said, again, ladies win it tonight. Final score, 80. Final score, 80-73. We'll be back with the guys' game right after this.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedict and Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedict and Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.